So let's review. At the end of the previous daf, the Gemara taught, if somebody was bitten by a snake, he should tear open an embryo of a white donkey that is not a trefa and sit on it. The Gemara now continues. However, if a person was bitten as punishment for violating a din d'rabbanan, as the pasuk says, "Upayritz geder yishchen nachash," one who breaches a fence shall be bitten by a snake. He will not be able to find a white donkey that is not a trefa to cure it. The Gemara relates a story of a person who brought hadassim and palm branches with bells to a wedding in violation of the gzeira of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna in the first year after the passing of Rav. He was bitten by a snake and unable to find the proper cure. The Gemara then continues with advice on dealing with five different encounters with snakes. Haiman dekar chechivya. If a snake wraps itself around the person, he should go into water, turn a basket over the head of the snake, ease the snake into a basket, throw the basket into the water, and quickly exit the water. Haiman demekani bechivya. If a snake chases after a person by smelling his footsteps, the person should ride on another person's shoulders or jump over a body of water to break the trail of his footsteps. At night, he should elevate his bed and surround it by twigs and cats who will hear the snake rustling in the twigs and eat the snake. Haiman deroid abasre, lirit bechalta. If a snake is chasing after a person, he should run in the sand where the snake won't be able to slither quickly. If a woman is not certain if a snake has its desire aroused by her, she should see if the snake is interested in her clothing. If it wraps itself in her clothing, one opinion says she should have relations with her husband in front of it. But the other opinion argues, having relations will only arouse its desire more, so she should throw some of her hair and nails at it and say, "Dishdanana, I am menstruating." Rashi adds, this is merely an incantation. If a snake entered a woman's body through her private area, she should sit on two barrels and put roasted meat, wine, and cress under her seat. As soon as the snake is drawn out by the fragrance, she should grab it with tongs and throw it in the fire. Because if she does not kill it, the snake will re-enter her body. The Gemara now returns to that which the Mishnah said. One is permitted to eat and drink all normal foods and drinks that healthy people eat, even if his intention is to eat it for therapeutic reasons. Foods that are not eaten by healthy people and generally only used for medicinal purposes may not be used on Shabbos because it is obvious that he's only eating it for its therapeutic value. The Gemara points out that the term kol, always, comes to include something additional. In this case, kol oichlin includes eating spleen to cure teeth and vetch to cure intestines. Kol hamashkin includes water that capers were soaked in together with vinegar. Rashi explained that these foods have some adverse side effects, and therefore we might think that they are not considered mechabrim. The kol teaches that nevertheless, since some healthy people do eat them, they are considered mechabrim and mutar on Shabbos. However, this does not include meraglaim urine, since nobody ever drinks urine other than for medicinal purposes, and is therefore usar on Shabbos. The Mishnah said, chutz memei dekalim, one may not drink water of palm trees. Tana chutz memei dekarim, a braisa taught that one may not drink piercing water. The Gemara explains, mei dekalim emerges from a spring between two palm trees in Eretz Yisrael, and is an excellent laxative, but not as great a laxative as shichur de bavloi, Babylonian beer. Mei dekarim is a type of Egyptian beer that pierces the bile of the gallbladder and loosens constipation and constipates when one has diarrhea. The Mishnah said not to drink a kais ikarin on Shabbos. It consists of some combination of Alexandrian sap, alum, and saffron. To heal a zava, these three ingredients should be mixed with wine and will not cause sterility. To heal jaundice, two of these ingredients should be mixed with beer, but it will cause sterility. The Gemara lists 11 additional cures for a zava, most of which involve telling her, kum mizoivich, stop your flow, as the final step of the remedy. The final cure is to take an undigested grain of barley from the dung of a white mule. If she holds it in her hand for 1 day, her flow will stop for 2 days. If she holds it for 2 days, her flow will stop for 3 days. V'inokta tlasayayma paskilo ilam. If she holds it for 3 days, her flow will stop forever. The Gemara records 7 additional cures for jaundice, some of which were used effectively to cure Rav Acher by Yosef, and another that cured an Arab merchant in a way that the disease was burned out of his body to the point that the clothing he was wearing were destroyed by his perspiration. The daf concludes by questioning, Umishari? V'tanya minayin l'siris ba'odim shu aser? Tamalayim av'artzachem l'isasu? How can we allow a jaundiced person to drink this potion which will sterilize him if we have a drush that teaches us that it's an issur d'oraisa to castrate a person. The Gemara suggests six answers, rejecting the first four. Hocha mi'atzmehu. Since he is not doing anything directly to the organs, and the effect happens by itself, and indirectly when he drinks the potion, there is no issur siris. Elo bisaris. After proving that the issur applies even to indirect siris, the Gemara says we're talking about somebody who is already castrated. Ve'elo bizakan. After proving that it is even usher to castrate somebody who is already mutilated, the Gemara suggests that the person who may drink the Kaiser Lakaran is an old person. Ela Be'isha. After showing that it is usher even to be Messiah's an old person, the Gemara suggests that a woman may drink the Kaiser Lakaran. Biskeina Iname Bakara. After quoting the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka that women are also included in the mitzvah of Puravu and therefore may not drink a Kaiser Lakaran, the Gemara suggests that we are speaking about an old or barren woman.